Hey everybody, this is Mark, and this is the commentary for subscribers for the article, The Surprising Benefits of Being Slightly Crazy, published April 27th. This article's a interesting one. There are two things that are interesting about this. One, the actual subject matter, and then two, the production process. I'll talk about the content first, since that's probably why most of you are listening to this. But if there are some of you who are writers and bloggers and are, you know, listen to these to hear about my process as well, I'll talk about that afterwards. So the content, this was an idea. I wanted to write something, like this is like 2 years ago. I wanted to write something about mental health. It's something that I've dabbled with, like in terms of research, but I definitely don't feel as confident with my research and understanding of, like, mental health issues, as I do with like general psychology, social psychology. So I was always like very tentative, but like I've over the years, like I've gotten so many emails from people who struggle with depression and struggle with bipolar and struggle with, you know, OCD and all of these things. And they're so dejected, it seems, from what they write. Like they feel like there's just something wrong with them, and it's hopeless. And so for a long time, I felt like, you know, I want to write something very, like it create like an inspiring angle about this topic. Because the truth is, it's something crazy. It's like almost half of people in the United States have some sort of mental health issue going on in their lives at some point. And so it's like insanely common. It's incredibly common. And, you know, in my own life as well, like I struggled with, I was diagnosed with severe ADHD when I was 14. And I took Adderall for a number of years, and I struggled in school, I even mentioned in one of the footnotes in the article that like the irony about my ADHD is it's probably what has made me a good writer as an adult, but it got me horrible grades as a student because I could never focus on the assignment. I would write papers that ended up having nothing to do with the assignment, and I wouldn't even spell check or like edit myself because I couldn't focus long enough. And so I get these horrible grades. So I grew up, I spent a lot of my early life thinking I was a bad writer for that reason. So this is like, this sort of thing has definitely been, it's something that I've thought about a lot in my own life, that I've just noticed my brain works very differently than a lot of most people I know. But I think that's also contributed a lot to my success as a not just a writer, but like a creative person, having a creative career. And you know, over the years I've met a lot of people like this. I made a couple like vague references to friends I've had, but yeah, it's I've known a number of people who have struggled with mental health issues who, strangely, that actually makes them incredibly good at the little niche that they found for themselves. So I wanted to write a positive spin on mental health in an article. That was like 2 years ago. So what the hell took so long? For some reason, I was just terrified to get into the subject. I don't know why. You know, I get hate mail from like crazy PC people all the time who are mad because I made a joke about like a girl having sex, and so now they think I'm like supporting rape culture and all this stuff. Like I offend people constantly, and for some reason I was, with this article, I was really afraid of offending people, because which I, you know, now that I'm talking about it, that doesn't even make sense to me, because I am like, I bulldoze through like really sensitive topics all the time. But I don't know, maybe it's just because I have so much sympathy for the people who like struggle with this kind of stuff. And I get so many emails from people who struggle with this kind of stuff that like, I didn't want to just ham fist, like, you know, something together. Like, And it's also, it's a difficult topic to understand. And I didn't feel confident in my understanding of it. So it took a long time. And actually, so this kind of gets more into the writing process of it. This was actually one of the first articles I outsourced to my research assistant, Drew. So a couple years ago, around the same time, when I was writing Subtle Art, like I really felt like I didn't have much time to dedicate to the blog. So, and at the time I was writing like maybe one article a month, which I felt like was too little. And so one thing I experimented with once Drew had been working with me for about a year, and he's a very good writer in his own right, is I said, you know what we should try is we should try, like, I'll give you an outline, you write the first draft, and then I'll go back over it. Like, you write the content, like the ideas. Like, I'll come up with the ideas, give you the ideas, you write the basic draft, and then I'll come back and, like, make it sound like Mark Manson. He and I did that. It had mixed success. So there are a couple articles from back in, like, 2014, 2015, I think 2015, that we did that on. And actually what ended up happening is... it wasn't so much I would just revise what he wrote. It was like he would write a version, his version of the article, and I would like go through and take like the two or three best paragraphs and then write mine around those. And so that happened with a few articles. And then he did that with this one. So he did a draft of this one. And it was... I felt like out of the ones he did, it was actually one of the, well, it wasn't worse. It was just, it was very hit and miss. So like there would be one section that I thought was brilliant. And then the next section where I was like, oh man, we should not publish that. and it's not because he like screwed up. It's just like, wow, like that's, it was very easy with the mental health subject to get into the weeds of like, you know, research and data and stuff. So, I just left it alone. Like I didn't touch it or look at it for a long time. And then finally this month, you know, at this point I've got, like probably six or eight, like partially completed articles just sitting around on Google Drive. And I was like, you know what? Like I need to like go back and either finish these things or spiffy them up, make them publishable, or just get rid of them, because it's like, it's just annoying to have all these like half completed, partially completed articles laying around and like not doing anything with them. Like they're literally sitting there for years. And so this was one of them. And so I took another look at it and I was like, you know what? Like, I think I can take this and spin something really good out of it. It was hard. It was a hard project. And actually I would say this, it ended up, out of all the articles on the site, this has most of, like, this has more Drew in it than any other article. I would say maybe, like, 25 to 30% of the words here were originally written by Drew in some way, and then I came in and, like, wrote around it or steered the points. And, again, one reason I did this is, so Drew is, like, insanely educated, has like graduate degrees and backgrounds in like psychology and neuroscience. And so like I trust him to understand the research around these like sensitive subjects. So with this one, I trusted him to kind of learn and make sure that like I wasn't going to say anything out of line. You know, like I don't want to come on here and be like, oh, there's no such thing as schizophrenia. It's just all in your head. Like I would look like a fucking idiot. You know, so I wanted to make sure that, like, while the message of the article is still, like, it's supposed to be a very liberating message for, like, people who struggle with, like, mental illness or, like, their brains are a little fucking weird and they suffer from it sometimes. Like, I wanted to have a very liberating, inspirational message of, like, hey, like, this isn't just, like, something holding you down. It can be something that lifts you up as well. And I just felt more confident if he dug through all like the research and stuff to lay that foundation for me to like build that message on top of. So that's what ended up happening. I also have, this article has tons of footnotes and like little aside, like, I mean, a lot of it's research and studies, but a lot of it's just like a little aside, like asides and side thoughts and things like that. Because it's, again, I think I was more empathetic with this article than most that I write. Like, I really spent a lot of time thinking about, like, all right, I really want to pay attention, like, how the reader is going to interpret this or feel about this. And so I felt it important to make a couple, like, make side points fairly often. And there's some jokes in there, too. And there's a really cool video about Isaac Newton, which... if you haven't seen, you should check it out. So yeah, I mean, overall, I think I'm pretty proud of this article. I think it's a more serious and deeper article than has been posted in quite a while. And it feels good to do one of those again. So I'm happy with it.